from Spenser's Epithalamion. Ye learned sisters, which have oftentimes been to me aiden, others to adorn, whom ye thought worthy of your graceful rhymes, that e'en the greatest did not greatly scorn to hear their names sung in your simple lays, but joyed in their praise. And when ye list your own mishaps to mourn, which death or love or fortune's wreck did raise, your strings could soon to sadder tenor turn, and teach the woods and waters to lament your doleful dreariment. Now lay those sorrowful complaints aside, and having all your heads with girdle crown, help me mine own love's praises to resound, ne let the same of any be envied. So Orpheus did for his own bride. So I unto myself alone will sing. The woods shall to me answer and my echo ring. Early before the world's light-given lamp, his golden beam upon the hills doth spread, having dispersed the night's uncheerful damp. Do ye awake, and with fresh lusty head go to the bower of my beloved love, my truest turtle dove. Bid her awake, for Hymen is awake, and long since ready forth his mask to move, with his bright head that flames with many a flake, and many a bachelor to wait on him in their fresh garments trim. Bid her awake therefore, and soon her doubt, for lo, the wished day is come at last, that shall for all the pains and sorrows past pay to her usury of long delight. And whilst she doth her doubt, do ye to her of joy and solace sing, that all the woods may answer and your echo ring.